Wayne Erksleben, welcome.
Hello.
So congratulations on your recent Jeopardy adventure are certainly in order. Was that a dream come true?
Yeah, it really was. I'd been wanting to get on the show for a long time, so it was really awesome to finally get to do it.
Exactly when did your passion for, well, watching the game at least, all begin?
You know, the current version has been on for 35 years, and I've watched it throughout that, not necessarily every week, but yeah, I've wanted to get on for quite a few years.
I understand it starts with a difficult online screener test. It's conducted about once a year. What kind of pressure is that? When did you start trying for all of this?
So I first took the test in 2015. And yeah, there is some pressure because you have 15 seconds to type in each answer and there's no go backs.
Okay. So. But you made it through that.
Yes. I passed it every time that I took it. And the fourth time that I took it, I got invited to an in-person tryout, which I did last summer in Detroit.
Are you good at taking tests, would you say?
Yeah, I always have been.
And that'd be, yes, certainly to your advantage. And once you were accepted, what was the turnaround on actually being on the show?
Okay, well, I did the tryout in Detroit last July, and then you're in the contestant pool for 18 months. I got the call at the end of January to go to Los Angeles at the end of February to tape it.
And so what was your training regimen before and after being chosen?
Well, before getting the call, I really didn't much because I thought it was unlikely that I would get the call. But once I did, for that month, pretty much all of my waking hours that I wasn't at work, I was studying. I was sitting in front of the computer, mostly looking things up on Wikipedia, making lists.
That'd be a great tool. And speaking of tools, how much would you say that your weekly Trivial Pursuits, usually I believe at 07 Pub, helped you get ready for this?
Somewhat. I mean, it's a different type of knowledge. There's a lot more pop culture in the bar trivia, but still, it's the sense of competition.
You do bring up a good point there, and of course, you have no control or knowledge of what those categories are going to be. Does that have the feeling of making or breaking a person to look up there and look at the board and see those categories?
Well, there are some categories that you're happy to see. It's like, this is in my wheelhouse. And then there's others that you're kind of scratching your head at.
Or wanting to cry.
Yeah.
And besides your day job and all the studying that you did, you're a local musician by night and weekend. Do you think that gives you an advantage, at least stage fright wise?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I'm comfortable, you know, being in front of an audience and talking to a crowd.
What would you say your key advantage was for hitting the game and doing as well as you did?
I think just have a really strong curiosity, you know, thirst for all types of knowledge. I'm interested in such a wide range of subjects, and I've always had a very good memory.
So it does come natural to you, and then you can hone the skills. That would be an advantage. Does watching the show prepare you for the real thing?
It does if you watch actively. You know, if you keep track of how many answers you got right, and I prepared with clicking a ballpoint pen to simulate the buzzer that you click, and figuring out when you look at their scores going into Final Jeopardy, figure out what the optimum bet would be for each player. The betting strategy is a big thing, both in the Daily Doubles and the Final Jeopardy. Daily doubles, so many players are afraid to bet as much as they should, especially in the first round.
But then you have to be confident, of course, of your answers, too.
Sure. Right? But if it's early in the game, even if you bet at all and you get it wrong, you've still got lots of time to catch up. People forget that 2/3 of the money comes in the second round.
I can see being caught up in the whole game anyway, but in fact, is a wrong answer or maybe a misbet or a shoulda, woulda, coulda of any sort, does that psychologically get to you or do you even have time for that during a round of Jeopardy?
Not really. It goes by really fast. I mean, I didn't miss any questions during my game. The one tactical error that I made that I did not realize at the time, but was pointed out on the fan forums afterwards, was after I hit my daily double, I chose more clues in that same category, which, you know, is not where the other daily double was going to be then.
So you really do have to be thinking about everything all the time and then some. Does any previous life experience you can think of prepare you for the rush of being on Jeopardy? I mean, like, do you bungee jump? No.
I don't know if I can think of one. I mean, it's an awesome experience, especially the first time you step out on that sound stage, and it's just, there it is. It's like you see on TV with all the screens and the lights and the colors.
Did it feel surreal?
A little bit, yes.
Meanwhile, being an Alex Trebek fan through and through, which I know you are, what's he like on and off the camera?
Well, off the camera, had no interaction with him. People don't realize, because everybody wants to know, what's Alex like aside from what you see on TV? And we really don't have any interaction with him other than what you see on TV. Other than during one of the commercial breaks, he comes behind the podium and you take a picture together. But other than that, yeah, just the short little interview that he does is about all there is.
Sort of, we see the real time then of your interaction with him.
Yeah.
And also, speaking of real time, the game itself, is that pretty much real time?
Pretty much. The last commercial break, the one before Final Jeopardy, the actual break can be longer than the commercials because that's when you're doing your math to choose your wager, and they don't really rush you on that.
That must have been appreciated by all of you. But yeah, so things really just blink your eye and you're halfway done and blink again and you're done.
Yeah, it really went by in a blur. I didn't remember what half the categories were afterwards.
Oh my goodness, I understand. I am curious, was any part of this process totally unexpected, even you knowing the game like you do?
Well, I didn't expect that I would end up going up against possibly the greatest player of all time.
That was kind of interesting timing on that. Was that part of the psych before you even got there to know that you were playing against the golden contender, James Holzhauer?
I didn't know that because his shows didn't start airing until April 4th, and this was taped on February 26th.
Okay.
We all got there in the morning, and the group of 13 contestants, we didn't know which one of us was the returning champion. So when they introduced him and said he'd won 12 games at that point and $851,000, it was sort of an eye-opener for all of us.
Yes, and by then, were you just channeling the whole vibe of the whole game and into sports mode?
Yeah. And during all that preparation time in the morning, you're busy with the paperwork and playing the practice games. So the magnitude of who I was going up against didn't really hit until the first game was being recorded that day, which I was in the third one, so I got to see him twice. But when Alex comes out on stage and says to the audience that our returning champion is averaging twice as much per game as Ken Jennings did, that's when it really hit all the rest of us.
And yet you're among the demigods of Jeopardy history. That had to be its own thrill.
Yeah, well, I'm at least a footnote to history.
Now, what's harder? The whole game experience, it sounds like fun, but it does sound like it's that challenge. Or the silence rule that you have to follow afterward?
Yeah, the silence is kind of challenging, you know, because you're in this weird time warp where it's in the past for you, but it's in the future for everybody else, and you can't tell anybody about it, at least not how you did in the game.
How many people, in fact, did you even tell you were doing it ahead of time?
Up until 3 weeks before it aired, I only told 5 or 6 people.
Okay, so they didn't even know that you were going to have your day in the sun, as it were.
Right, because I didn't want 2 solid months of constant questions about it.
That's a good point. And was the watch party at your weekly trivia tavern, that's 07, as exciting as you hoped?
It really was, yeah. That was a really great time. And the place was full, standing room only. I wore the same suit that I wore on TV, and they had it up on the PA system, and people cheered every time I gave a right answer, and it was just really thrilling.
It was a real deal.
Yeah.
That's great. Is the thrill of watching Jeopardy or competing locally now that you're done with all of this still the same, still the big thrill?
Yeah, it is. Watching Jeopardy now is a little bit different because you know what those players have gone through, and also the game seems easier.
Really?
And so many times, you know, there's a triple stumper, and I think, I know that one. I could have won this game.
Okay, is there a rule? Can people have another go at it?
No. The only way people come back is if they're invited back for a tournament, but those are people who've won multiple games. I would like for them to put together a tournament of like the highest scoring second place people during James's run. I said they could call it the loser's bracket.
Well, there's something to hope for. And so, Wayne, now you will note that I haven't made you answer a single question of mine in the form of a question. But now that you've had that Warholian 15 minutes of fame and all the fun of the game, of course, too, it's just about a month ago all this happened. What part of this experience do you suspect will be forever in your heart?
I think the amount of support that I got from all my friends and people throughout the community, just expressing confidence that I would do well and cheering for me, rooting for me, was very moving.
Then my final answer should be, what is being a local hero?
I guess so. Yeah, thank you.
Fort Wayne resident Wayne Erksleben is a local trivia enthusiast and recent contestant on Jeopardy. Wayne, thank you for sharing this great game show story with us. Well played.
Thank you, Julia.
That was an arts and culture interview by WBOI's Julia Meek. You can find more of Julia's arts-driven reporting at WBOI.org and on the WBOI Facebook page.